With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Schools weren't the only institution getting back to business online in the new year. Gathering restrictions meant to slow the spread of the Omicron virus caused Region of Queens Council to meet via Zoom January 11th. Mayor Darlene Norman says everyone has learned to be flexible in these times, including council.
It appears to be working. I wouldn't want to do this forever. I think there's something about, you know, actually being in the space, but this is just as good, let's say.
It was a busy agenda to start the year. Mayor Norman started the proceedings by discussing Project 1792, an initiative which highlights the anniversary on January 15th of the 1,196 Black Loyalists who boarded 15 ships to return to Africa after the British government broke their promise to provide opportunities in Nova Scotia.
It's time to start looking at our past and realizing and learning from it and learning how to be better people and move forward.
Council also heard from the North Queens Active Living Committee, who are hoping to renew funding for their part-time programming coordinator. That position will be discussed when budget deliberations get underway. Several properties that were meant to go to tax sale will instead be disposed of via a sealed bid tender process. The public has until February 22nd to bid on a dozen properties being sold to recover outstanding property taxes. The region will be hiring an asset management coordinator to track and assess the millions of dollars worth of property and equipment owned by the municipality. Norman says transfer payments from the federal government are based on an accurate assessment of municipal infrastructure.
We need to get this done because your gas tax is based on, you know, your infrastructure, and we're required to have this done. So if we want to continue getting gas tax money, we have to get ahead of this.
Council will also form an ad hoc policy review committee. Mayor Norman says she, two members of council and municipal staff, including the diversity and inclusion coordinator, will convene a series of half-day meetings to go over the 20-year-old policies. Norman says the plan is to have policies written in plain language, which are easily understood and compliant with current laws and regulations.
Those policies need to all be reviewed. They need to be corrected. There's questions such as, why was this made? Is it still valid in today's world? Is the language diverse and inclusive?
The committee will bring their recommendations back to council once they've completed their work. The next Region of Queens Council meeting will be held live over Zoom January 25th. Anyone wishing to view the proceedings can contact Heather Cook at the municipal office for the sign-in information. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.